Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and we're doing part two of my hair story. I didn't realize I had so much to say about my hair until it was like, wow, I'm running two episodes about hair. For those who weren't listening last week, I basically decided to get an extensions in August, and it really made me think about my hair history, and I was like, well, why are you thinking about hair history? Because I'm a black female in America. And I know that's like, what? But with black hair, there's a lot of political issues. I mean, if you wear it natural, people think you're a hippie. If you wear it straight, you're a sellout. If you wear extensions, it's like, why don't you wear your real hair? So I talked about being born a little girl with dark brown hair, first relaxer, years of relaxing, getting it cut into customs, my cute pixie, BCing, which for those who don't know is big chopping, so I basically, it really wasn't big chopping because it was breaking off anyway, but I had all the relaxed ends cut off, went natural for 2 years, and now, starting today, I'm going to tell you about going back to the Creamy Crack. And Creamy Crack is the name for relaxers, for those who don't know. So when I moved to Texas, I was job hunting, and I decided to return to the Creamy Crack. It wasn't that bad. Like, it was more expensive because all my hair was virgin. I mean, I had not had a relaxer for over 2 years at the time, and it was shoulder length. One of my friends got mad about it and was like, why did you do that? It's going to break. And she was right. So it went from shoulder to like Anna Wahlstrom's like chin length bob, which I liked because it was cute. I still wasn't good at wrapping my hair. And it broke off. I changed hairdressers, and that's when I met my lovely Jeff. He's one of the best hairdressers I ever had. The person who did my virgin, which is one of the few times you can return to virginity, it was a last minute. Just I shouldn't have went there. But I did find Jeff when I was working at one company. And if I were still in Houston, he'd still be my hairdresser. But neither here nor there. So relax. Kept on break, blah, blah, blah. Then last year, he was like, you're getting a weave. I'm like, what? He's like, you're getting a weave. I've been on the fence anyway because the girl worked across the hall from my business. She had a very nice weave. Loved it. Very, like, and I'm not much of a weave person. For the longest time, I was anti-weave. Like, I had 5-minute weave when I was 18 because my step-grandma died. So I was like, yeah, not really. Kept on pushing. And it had been too long since I had a relaxer and, you know, started thinking about it. BC'd again in February. This time around, I did not cuss anybody out. Yay, maturity. This is like going into your 30s, you're like, whatever. Did call up Sarah, the mom, let her know. Knew what products I should use in the first go round with BC. So I was like, okay. Go to Walmart, done, whatever. Maybe go to, you know, the Whole Foods or some Hollywood, but that was pretty much it, done. And let it grow out because I wanted to try the extensions, and he was like, yeah, give it a few months. I was like, okay. And I got tired of my hair. I mean, yeah, this time around, it wasn't as dramatic, but when I'm stressed, I play in my hair. So it didn't grow as easily as the first time. Even though I knew what to do and everything else, I was stressed. I played in it. It developed a sensitivity to protein, and I already wanted extensions anyway, so I was like, at least if I'm going to be playing in hair, it's not going to be the scalp-grown hair, so do it. And that was me being in another time zone, another state. So I was like, I've got to research a new hairdresser. And for guys, you don't understand the bond between a woman and a hairdresser. It is simply not just, oh, you go to a hair. No, this is the person who I tell everything to. I don't think, my hairdresser knew about my breakup with Cajun King. Yes, that's one of my friend's nicknames. I mean, we talked about it. He gave me relationship advice. You don't just find a hairdresser. So I had to research. And there's a lot of research when you're getting a relaxer because you just don't know. After that horror story about the woman with the microbes and the infection in her head, yeah, you do a lot of research. This is somebody you're developing a new relationship with. So I knew the basics because I did talk to Jeff, even though, because, you know, it's not like we had a bad breakup. So it's like, what do I do? What kind of weave? Let me backtrack a little bit. What kind of weave do I get? I know that is the most shallow thing to say, but that was a question. What kind of, where do I buy the weave from? Because I was originally thinking hair store. I was like, what do I look for in a weave? You know, the girl who worked across from me, she told me, you know, virgin, Brazilian. Okay. I know that sounds good, but it's like, okay, what brand? So Facebook Jeff, and I was like, what? So he recommended. Then found that next up, finding a new hairdresser. Interviewing is very scary because you do the one-on-one. You need to know, okay, how many packs do I need? Oh. So I did a full sewing. So I have 3 packs of hair in my hair. What kind of haircut, what kind of hairdo do you want? Like my first consultation, that was a question. What? I Googled a picture on my phone. Yeah. I didn't think of that. It's true. And it's not the crowning achievement, but that's what I did. So, talked to one. And it got easier because I knew what to expect and what to ask. Second, the one I've narrowed it down to 2, and one of them went to the island. For those who don't get the Sex and the City reference, when Carrie got dumped and the guy left a sticky note and her friends were like, she went to the island of lost men. So the hairdresser, like, we were discussing because I was also going to buy my hair from her. And something happened when I went to make the payment. She didn't call me. Her boss knew back and forth. So finally I was like, I'm going to the one that's closer. But that's what I did. They were really nice. And I have had the extensions in. It'll be 6 weeks on Wednesday. And I actually bought the hair at the place that I got the extensions done at, because it's like, even like the people, they were like, well, why would you buy the hair here? We do the hair here just to go somewhere else. So between all that, and the fact that I was venting to Sarah Gamal, she really does deserve a trip away from my mouth. So everything going on, maybe it was my period being due, I don't know. So, I had to get it done. Very drastic shift because I'm used to typical black girl length of shoulder length, maybe 1 or 2 inches below. This is like, it was a whole new world for me. And like I said, I did my research. I even found out some more on YouTube. Deborah Chosen TV, DebraChosenTV was really, and I found this out after the fact, like how many ounces are in a pack, which is like 100. So, and the longer the hair, the more packs you need. So I knew I wanted 16, 18, 20. So it's 16 inches, 18 inches, 20 inches, and I got human. And it's Brazilian, so it's wavy. And afterwards, it was big, like Diana Ross big. Like, I sent Sarah Gamal pictures, and she made fun of me. She was like, oh, very sexy. It's like, really? You know, but like 12 years of friendship, like 14. Yeah, we've known each other almost 15 years. So I was like, you're like my mom, whatever. But it was still sort of funny that she's like making fun of my hair, because I was like, when I first got it, it was all curl. It was big. It was Diana Ross crossed with the Cowardly Lion. Oh, dear God, big. And the first thing I did was, after paying, was go to Target and get hair stuff. Because I thought I was getting it done on Friday, and I ended up getting it done 2 days early, so I took the train and got some clips, because that's the main thing I wanted, was to be able to clip my hair up or put it in a ponytail. And it's too long for the ponytail, but oh well, I can get it cut. So I had a good experience, but it's still a major political statement, like, I'm not a sellout. It doesn't make you any less black to have extensions. And guys are like, oh, well, I like your natural hair, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but then when it's in its natural texture, which I don't, it's like schizophrenic. So for, if it were all like 4C, it would be extremely curly, like compact, like it looks like an inch, but then when you put moisturizer on it, it's really like 6 inches. Because 4C hair shrinks. And there's this misconception that it's shrinking means there's something. It's like there's nothing wrong with it. And then you get it. It's like, oh, well, you hate your. No, I don't hate. I don't like doing hair. Hence me having hairdressers, me going to hairdressers, I feel no shame. The hairstyles I like are not really friendly to my hair. Like, I like being able to put my hair in a clip or a ponytail, which for those who are able to do it, it's like, oh, well, it's no big deal. But when you have extremely curly, coily, it is, because you've got to tame it. And you can fight it, or you can make peace with it. And in making peace, it is easier for you and the hair, which is like a Bugatti. But it's too much work. Like, I'd have to moisturize and seal and blah, 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 blah. Okay, wash it, moisturize it, seal it, protect the style. And yeah, I could do locks, but I still got the buckwheat face. And for those who don't, it means your hair's sticking out everywhere. I can wear a wig. This is the South. Those things are hot. So, leave it is. And frankly, I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair next. And the craziest thing I found out about this whole, like, feel of adventure with my hair, it's just hair. It doesn't make you, yes, it can define you, because as females, you know it's your crown and glory. And it's like, well, if it's my crown and glory, why am I putting something on it that can eat or can? No, I had somebody tell me, like, when I was natural, I was like, oh, you need to do your, it's your crown and glory, but you have a something in your hair that can eat. Yeah, really hard to take you seriously, I'm just saying. So, it's more important thing. If you choose to be bald, okay. But even with that, there's the, are you an angry lesbian? And I'm not trying to knock anyone, but that's a question you get when you don't wear makeup and you're bald. Never been bald? About 90 seconds? This might end up being a three-parter. Wow, there's a lot to talk about with my hair. So, like, no, I just don't want to deal with my hair at all. So buzz cut it in. Safeguard yourself. Or, are you sick? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry you're sick. I'm not sick. No, I'm sick of doing hair. Okay. Thank you. So you get that. You, when you're relaxed, it's like, if you get it done when you're young, it's like, oh, you're a little. And I personally, and my hairdresser in Savannah told me the story of the three-month-old. That's just too, that's just lazy. That's beyond lazy. That is, your parents are, I don't know what they are, but they're not very good. But you reach a point where it's like, it's a choice. It's a choice to be respected. And frankly, if somebody doesn't respect the choices that you do to your body that are not harming your body, that's the key. That's not their problem. Anyway, 20 seconds, if you'd like for me to do a three-part, I don't know, because there's so much to talk about with this topic. But this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for listening, and have a great evening. Okay, bye.